USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth is being remembered for her legacy of service to Great Britain. The Dean of Windsor also noting her calm and dignified presence during a committal service at Windsor Castle. Her Majesty's two beloved corgis and one of her ponies shared a bit of the spotlight on Monday as the funeral procession arrived at Windsor Castle. While President Biden says he thinks the pandemic is over during an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, health officials are urging members of the public to get an updated COVID-19 booster shot. Joining the Center for Strategic and International Studies to discuss the current state of the COVID-19 pandemic, Biden's chief medical advisor and NIAID director, Dr. Anthony Fauci, shares his thoughts on the achievements made in the fight against COVID-19.
The one thing that does stand out as a really unprecedented success story is how science has added to our capability in a very, very big way to address this outbreak.
U.S. traffic deaths are at the highest since 2006. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, deaths rose 0.5% in the first half of the year. Federal regulators say more drivers are engaged in unsafe behavior after pandemic lockdowns. A Memphis man is breaking his own record as the oldest person to canoe the Mississippi River. 87-year-old Dale Sanders paddled the entire river in 87 days. He had previously held the Guinness World Record in 2015 at the age of 80. The President and First Lady on their way back from Great Britain after attending the Queen's funeral. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Congress has to pass a new budget resolution by the end of September in order to prevent a partial government shutdown. And on Sunday, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, announced that he will be seeking several billion dollars in additional aid for Ukraine and its use in the war against Russia within the budget.
I will be pushing for at least $12 billion in aid for Ukraine in the budget so they can continue to win the war effort.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, Republican attorney generals across the nation are continuing to call for action. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich talks about the approach he would take to tackle the illegal immigration crisis if he were the U.S. AG.
I would do what previous presidents have done, Operation Streamline, Operation Chokehold, where you aggressively pursue and prosecute people that have entered the country illegally in order to deter them from coming in.
The CEOs of some of the nation's largest banks will testify before Congress this week. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase and Brian Moynihan from Bank of America will be among those testifying on Wednesday before the Democratic-led House Financial Services Committee. The Las Vegas Aces are the 2022 WNBA champions. They took down the Connecticut Sun on Sunday on the road in Game 4 to win the best-of-five series 3-1. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.